An envoy of the Dalai Lama has arrived in the Tibetan capital of Lhasa. It's the first visit by a formal representative of the Dalai Lama to Tibet in 20 years. Lodi Gerry is a close confidant of the exiled spiritual leaders and is in China with another senior member of the exiled Tibetan community. The Beijing government has confirmed their presence in China, but said simply that they're sightseeing and visiting relatives. The visit is seen as the latest in a number of signs that Beijing's policy toward Tibet is changing. NPR's Rob Gifford is in the Tibetan capital of Lhasa. Rob, how significant is this visit?
Well, I think it's very significant. As you said, this is the first time that formal representatives of the Dalai Lama have been in Tibet itself in 20 years. I think it's all part of a bigger picture, though, a bigger picture of a sort of charm offensive that's going on. We've seen in the last 6 months or so, six major political prisoners from Tibet being released. We've seen journalists like myself being allowed into Tibet, which has been very difficult to do in the past. So I think what we're seeing now is a change in the policy, and this visit is very much a part of that.
Why the charm offensive now? Why is Beijing changing its policies?
One of the main reasons is that President Jiang Zemin is going to meet President Bush at his Texas ranch in October. And I think Jiang is very much aware that Tibet has always been a thorn in the relationship between the US and China. There's another issue there that Jiang Zemin is stepping down soon, and it could be that he's looking towards his legacy. Perhaps he wants to try to resolve this issue. But really, I think Beijing is realizing they are not winning the hearts and minds of the Tibetan people. And I think they're just waking up to the fact that, well, maybe they've got to resolve it, and maybe that means more talking with the Dalai Lama's side.
So, Rob, what are the conditions for actual talks between Beijing and the Dalai Lama himself?
Well, Beijing has always said that the condition for talking to the Dalai Lama himself is that he give up any claim to Tibetan independence. But in recent years, the Dalai Lama has in fact done that. He said a number of times that he will accept Chinese sovereignty over Tibet as long as Tibet can have a high degree of autonomy. One analyst just said to me that he felt the ball was very much in the Chinese court, and that it really comes down to whether the Chinese feel that they can trust the Dalai Lama coming back to Tibet and possibly really affecting their control over the region and things starting to unravel. And I think those are very much the questions the leaders in Beijing are wrestling with at the moment.
These envoys haven't been in Lhasa, in Tibet, in 20 years. Would they recognize the Tibet of today?
Well, I certainly don't think they would recognize Lhasa. Lhasa is very much a changed city. The magnificent Potala Palace, the residence over the centuries, four successive Dalai Lamas is still towering over the city just about half a mile away from me here. But underneath the Potala, there's been a massive change. Much of the old Tibetan city has been knocked down and has been replaced with very Chinese-looking buildings. In fact, walking around here, you could feel, if you don't look at the Potala and look at the mountains behind it, that you're in any other provincial Chinese city. And I think that has been very much part of the problem, is that the Chinese government has been assimilating Tibet into the rest of China. There are as many Han Chinese people in Lhasa now as there are Tibetans, and that was certainly not the case 20 years ago.
Rob, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much, Jackie.
NPR's Rob Gifford, he spoke to us from Lhasa, Tibet.